Verse 4. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. Now, he says, but as we were allowed of God. That word allow means approved or tested. Paul is saying here that he's no novice. He was not a man pleaser, that he never sought popularity. He wasn't trying to make a name for himself. When Paul preached, he was not preaching to find out what men would think of him, but what did God think of him. And may I say to you, he used the blue litmus paper of God to put down in his life, and I want to tell you, it stood the test. He never used a low method. Now, verse 5. For neither at any time use we flattering words, as ye know. Not a cloak of covetousness, God is witness. Now he's speaking very frank. He says, I never came into your midst, and I never flattered any of you. I didn't flatter some rich person in the congregation. I never played up to the rich. I never buttered up a person. I never use flattery. You see, flattery disarms us. We really never know what to say. I've never known when anybody flatters me. I know when they criticize, I know what to say. But flattery disarms you. Shakespeare has a statement somewhere by a character. I think it's in Henry IV. And it goes something like this. I can't give it verbatim. He says, my enemies tell me that I'm an ass. And I try to correct that. He says, my friends flatter me, and they cause me to make an ass of myself. Friends, probably more dangerous than enemies at times. Now, Paul never used that business of flattery. Now, I know a group of wealthy laymen across this country that if you butter them up, you own them. If you don't, they are not interested in your program or interested in your work. You've got to butter them up. May I say to you, God pity the church and a work that has to depend upon men who have to be buttered up and flattered and have their backs scratched all the time. And friends, that is one of the curses today of the Christian church, this matter of flattery. Now, Paul didn't use a cloak of covetousness. The sin of the ministry, I do not think, is money. I've never felt that that was a great sin or a great temptation for me or the man that I've known. But, you know, the cloak of covetousness is a cloak of many colors. There are men that covet honor and fame and position. You see, a great many men today are after other things other than money. And we need to search our hearts. My alma mater, where I graduated from college, has attempted to buy men by giving them doctor's degrees, and they've given them out by the score. That's one reason a doctor's degree ought to be earned. I wish the day would come there'd be no more honorary degrees. Very few people really deserve them. Now we come, and I move on down here to verse 6 here in chapter 2. He says, nor of man sought we glory, neither of you nor yet of others, when we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ. Now, Paul never sought position or honors. He never received very many honorary degrees. That was never his motive at all.